Hello, everyone. Welcome back to the program. My name is William Hemsworth. It's great to be with you all for another episode. I am pleased to have my guest, Amy Brooks. She's the founder and president of Catholics Online. She has a heart for community and a vision for spreading the faith across the internet through collaboration. She leads the Catholics Online community with dedication and enthusiasm, and she works daily to promote and support its members and help their amazing ministries reach their target audiences more effectively. Amy, how are you doing today?
I'm doing great. Thank you so much for having me. I'm so excited to be here.
Yeah,
Thanks.
my pleasure. I was very grateful to receive your email a few weeks ago through our mutual friend from the Lego Church Project, Mr. Kramer. Great guy. Love what he does. It's a lot of fun. So, can you tell us a little bit about yourself for our audience that may not be familiar with you?
Sure. My name is Amy Brooks, and I was a teacher for 14 years, and my husband and I became parents through adoption. So when I became a mom, I was 36 and I had been teaching for 14 years, and I got a year off. That was like one of the great benefits of where I taught. And when it was time to go back, I just kept feeling my head go like this. I just couldn't do it. And I wanted to work. I just didn't want to work. I mean, you're a teacher, like it doesn't end at three. You put your whole self in it. And I was so excited to be a mom. I wanted him My son to get that attention. So I tried different things, and people said, "Oh, you should blog." And at first, I was like, "No," because I thought it was online diary. I didn't really understand what it was. And then when I looked it up, it was like, "Oh, if you could cook or craft." And I was like, "I can't do any of those things." But I started my blog is Prayer Wine Chocolate, prayerwinechocolate.com, and I started that because we wanted to adopt again. And I was like, okay, well, we could barely afford it with our two salaries. So I was a Catholic school teacher. And now we only have one salary. We have another mouth to feed. And I thought, well, there's got to be a way we can do it without hiring an adoption agency. And I'll just figure it out and I'll blog about it so that other people who maybe feel intimidated by the cost of adoption won't be, because I think that's a really sad thing that people won't adopt because of the financial part. I don't think that
Absolutely.
should be a thing. So that was my idea. And I also thought it would be really cool to have Catholic gift guides around Christmas time, because I thought it's Jesus's birthday. Why is no one giving a gift like a miraculous medal or just anything that has to do with Jesus? It's his birthday. And I thought I could find some really cool things. So that was like why I started Prayer Wine Chocolate, to do those two things. And it was like God was like, "You're so cute. You think you're gonna do these things?" And I did do the gift guides, and I did like start really like researching and connecting with pro-life organizations, and I found a lot, but really it was God that brought us. We ended up adopting twins. And
That is awesome.
it was amazing. It was all God. And in the meantime, I had connected with other bloggers and other Catholics online. And what I found was the secular world of blogging was really good at supporting one another and sharing each other's content. But the Catholic world, it's so ironic because you hear Catholics say, "Be not afraid," all the time. But it was like they were afraid to share each other's, everybody was a competitor.
Yeah.
And I'm like, no, the secular world gets this. Like you build each other up, you share each other's the content. And so I tried to start these, what I was learning from the secular world in already established Catholic groups. And it was like, people were like, "Who is this person?" Because I was new to the game. I didn't know it. I didn't really, know everybody. I just knew, was getting to know people. So I ended up starting my own group, which is Catholic Social Media Influencers. And I never even heard that word. It was because I went to a conference with it was called Philly Social Media Moms. These were some, recipe bloggers and fashion bloggers. And that was the conference was called Increase Your Influence. So when I came back, I like became aware of this word, influencer and influence, and I started a Catholic group on Facebook. And all the ideas I had been getting from a couple secular groups, I implemented and invited Catholics to do. And there was a strong group of us that were like, "Yeah, we need to do this." And then eventually I thought, I don't own Facebook, so I need to have something that is mine. So we started CatholicsOnline.net, and this summer, like you, if you still type that in, it'll go to CatholicInfluencers.com. We switched over our website, and yeah, so that's how all of that came to be.
Well, a couple things. It's hello, fellow parent of twins. Number three and
no
four
way.
Of mine are twins, so it's kind of
no
crazy
way.
How that's working out, especially with some of the stuff we talked about before we started recording. But it's funny you talk about the competition. And when I first started blogging, I started blogging back before I came into the church officially. And even the Protestant world was that dog eat dog, and the Catholic world is just the same, this ultra competitive. And like you said, it shouldn't be that way. We're here to build up the kingdom.
Right.
But for some reason we're trying to, this is mine. That doesn't make sense. So you started Catholics Online. And what was that process like? What did you have any obstacles in starting that? Did you have any people asking like why you're doing it?
Well, so I really have to give a shout out to Sarah Estabrooks. Sarah Estabrooks has a blog called To Jesus Sincerely. And she had reached out to me right around the time I started this group. And I actually had like one group that was kind of accepting of what I was doing, but then I didn't do a blog link up and I got thrown out of the group, which is why I started. But so Sarah reached out to me and she said, I'm trying to get in touch with other Catholic bloggers. She was just starting her blog. She reached out to a bunch of people and she heard crickets. And I said, oh, I just started this group. Why don't you join this group? And she really helped me in the beginning. She built our first website, never had built a website before. So her and I really worked very well together. And we had like a solid 20 people that just got it. So really the community is the beginning, but the website I was like, well, people need to know where to find us. You know, what if somebody's just searching for some kind of Catholic inspiration? And again, it was like, well, also I'll own this. So if anything happens with Facebook, I have something else. So I think a lot of people got it, and really it's the community, and the website was slower to kind of get started, you know, to get people to use it. And I really encourage even the people in our group to use it, you know, to connect with people. And I think that it served purposes for other things than I thought, but it's still a great way to see, you know, if you're looking for other bloggers to connect with, or if you're a blogger and you want to connect with an artisan or a Catholic business and maybe talk about becoming an affiliate or just doing a trade-off, a barter. And, you know, now, and we have sections for speakers and ministries as well. So it's really, you know, become, we had like one or two people join that they were Catholic, but they were like a realtor. But we've narrowed our focus. Like, I believe this platform is people who are consciously trying to spread the light of Christ online or with a business, and they use online. So we have like Scott Williams from Sacrilegious. Like, he owns Catholic business, but it's very based on evangelism. I don't know if I'm saying the right word, but it's based on evangelization, you know? Mm-hmm. So that's our thing. And we have the idea is, if you connect a ministry with a business or a ministry with a blogger or a ministry with a podcaster, that you're helping both of them. And you're ultimately helping to, you know, spreading the gospel in the world. So,
right. So how do you go about linking groups together?
Well, we're all in that Catholic social media group, the artisans, right, the speakers, the ministries, everybody who runs a platform that is in the membership is in that Facebook group. So we do Instagram threads, like, you know, just drop your Instagram, leave some comments, share it in some stories if it moves you. We do like a regular thread. But we also like have some podcasters that have other people on their podcast. I do a lot of gift guides to get the different artisans and businesses on something like First Communion gifts. And then I throw, you know, 17 businesses in one guide or whatever.
Okay.
We find ways. We actually have virtual meetups, which is how I heard about you. We had just a virtual Zoom meeting with about 8 of us talking, and how do you make different connections? And John from the Lego project said, Oh, well, the Bible Catholic, I've been on his a couple times and he spoke highly of you and I reached out to you. So we just help each other network in different ways.
Okay. Can you give us an example? I know this is a loaded question, and I don't want to make you feel like you're leaving someone out by asking this, but what are some examples of the people or businesses that you have on your on Catholic influencers?
Oh, no, absolutely. So Sterling Jaquith is a Catholic coach. She focuses really on women. She's a convert too, and she has a couple of podcasts. And so she's been in our group for a while, and she started a Catholic coaching business. And Christy Walker, who was a blogger and writer, is now the Catholic sobriety coach, and she has a Catholic sobriety podcast. So Christy says to me all the time, if it wasn't for your group, I would have never met Sterling, and she changed my life.
Wow.
So Sterling coached her. Now she does this whole Catholic sobriety podcast ministry. So that's like one connection that happened. We have this man, Greg Johnson, in our group. Him and his wife own the Little Catholic Box. And he has also started this email magic. He really helps with people writing their email newsletters and keeping customers and getting repeat customers. So a lot of people in our group have got connected with him because he was in our group and I interviewed him. We have like talks like this, kind of, we call them tip talks in the group.
Okay.
Yeah. Emily Ricci, she's a marketing, Catholic marketing network. She is a Gloria Marketing is her business and she helps with marketing. So I connect people with her. She's incredible. She really helps me because I don't have a business background. You were saying you teach business to middle schoolers. I know nothing. I had to take a business class in college and I thought it was going to be simple and it was confusing to me. So it's really helpful for people like me that just started these like at home jobs because they were mothers to get connected with people that understand networking and marketing and advertising and just technology. So.
Right. And I was looking on your website and you have different membership tiers, I guess you would call it. Can you go over those for us and what some of those benefits are?
Yeah, so we used to just have the yearly one, but we changed it up this summer. And really, that's the best. The annual membership is the best because life is crazy busy. So
Mm-hmm.
1 month, it might be a little more active in a group than another. But I'm always very conscientious of people's budgets. So I wanted to offer the monthly option. So I think the monthly option is like $25 a month. But if you go annual, you are spending less than $25 a month. One thing we've done the past 2 years, which I'm praying, do me a favor, keep it in your prayers, is we do this huge Christmas catalog. And we make it digital so that you could just click on the gift and be in the shop and purchase the Catholic gift. But we also have an option where you can print it out. Because I'm of the generation where the Sears catalog would come home and that feeling of nostalgia to write your Christmas list, it gives me chills. It's just such a joyful memory. And now we do get the Amazon catalog, we get a Target catalog. And my vision, and I think I shared this with Sarah, Mary Claire helped me. She has Twelfth and Blossom is her business. She designed it last year. It's phenomenal, is to have this in our homes so that when people are, you know, the Amazon catalog's coming in and the Target catalog and the kids are making their list that there's this other option because we live in a golden age of Catholic gifts. You know, there are Catholic toy makers that are, I mean, their stuff is great. And like one member is Maggie. She has a saintly heart and she's actually I think she's an occupational therapist or a speech therapist. So her toys are not only Catholic, but they will help children with fine motor skills and speech. And
Awesome.
I mean, there's just phenomenal things out there that Catholic families could have to teach the faith to their children, to decorate their homes in a way that's modern but centered on faith. You know, our homes are a domestic church, and Christmas is Jesus's birthday. So we really can have, I mean, there's so many I guess with the dawn of Etsy, really allowed people to tap into their God-given talents and create gifts and shirts and just it, you name it, that glorify God and are useful, are things that are useful, you know. So we want to get that in the homes. My vision this year is to contact parish pastors and say, can you put some of these in the back of your church? So when Amazon catalogs and Target catalogs are being delivered at homes, families can pick these up and have them on their dining room table as well.
Yeah. Or even a link that's sent out by the religious education department, you know, something like that to the families. There's a lot of things you can do. Like I said, so many great things out there. It just blows me away whenever I come across something. And I'm so thankful for everyone doing that and following their gifts and their passion and following the leading of the Holy Spirit. So what would you say to someone who is maybe listening, maybe who has that gift, but they're like terrified to even start? They don't know where to begin. Like, they feel alone, I guess. What would you say to them?
Well, yeah, that's the thing about feeling alone. And I think that's why I'm so glad God allows me to do this, because you're not alone and you join our group. I will introduce you to many people. Be not afraid. It's like such a cliche, but it's you just do it. And especially if it brings you joy. What I think it was Saint Irenaeus that says the joy of God is man fully alive. I think I completely butchered that. But if...
No, you got it. You got it.
Okay. Like, if writing brings you joy, right? If creating something brings you joy, do it and share it. You'll be surprised how many people... I mean, I enjoy this work. You know, I found, like I said, I have found other jobs that were work from home. I graded SATs that stressed me out, the SAT essay. I watched my friends' kids, and that was fine for a while. But this is enjoyable, you know, and I just feel like, you know, God comes alive in us when we really find something that glorifies him. And it's our calling. He created certain talents in all of us. And to see these talents come alive and the variety of ways that people are able to do it. I mean, you could do it, and if it doesn't work out, then you stop.
Right.
You know, you're not committing your whole life to just trying it. Give it a try. And what's great now is you don't have to buy a website. You just start an Instagram account, and that's free. You know, I would go that route, because Facebook is so, it's really, you know, I don't think anybody sees anything you post. You know, it's very difficult with the algorithms, but Instagram still seems like something if you have a creation and you want to share it, or YouTube.
Mm-hmm. I seem to get more traction on stuff with TikTok, and I know people have their issues with TikTok.
Yeah.
But I seem to get, if I post, just an example, yesterday, I posted a video yesterday, it got 1,000 views. I posted it on Instagram, it had 50. Mm-hmm. And sometimes it's flip-flopped. You just never know.
Right. If you're so I looked at TikTok once and I'm like, I'm dizzy. It's so fast. But it is the number one, you know, if you're comfortable with TikTok, if you're on TikTok anyway, you might as well put God's light on there, because I'm sure
100%
God, it needs more of God's light. But it depends on what you're comfortable with. I think TikTok's probably the best, but I just can't get myself. I can't get myself over there. But if you put this on, great. Thank you.
Yeah, Instagram's great too. I mean, I'm pretty much on all of them, and it freaks my students out when I say, yeah, I use TikTok. I'm like, what? No, that's where the kids are, guys. Let's be honest. That's where they're at. So if we want to evangelize that next generation, we got to get out of we have to get our comfort zone a little bit.
Yeah.
So looking on your website. Again, where our guest is Amy Brooks of CatholicInfluencers.com. Of course, you have your blog on there. You post some good articles there. You have a listing of your services. Now, to become a member, you have to apply. Can you explain the application process for us?
Basically, when you're applying, you're putting all your information that's going to be on your listing, because each person that applies is on our directory. So, but we do ask, are you a practicing Catholic? Like, we want people to understand that this is a Catholic website. We are a Catholic community. And if that doesn't float with you, then don't bother, you know, kind of. So really most of, you know, that question is asked. If you're referred by someone, we have a line for that, so we can give them a little thank you. And but most of it is, what are your channels? What is your description of what you do? What section do you want to be listed under? Artisans, business, ministries, etc. And then once you're done filling that out, that listing goes up on our website. And then you'll get an email from me so I can friend you on Facebook and invite you to our group, because you can't find our group by searching. We made it secret because random people were trying to invite were and be in the group, and it's only paid members can be in that group. So yeah, I think that answers your question. If it doesn't,
Okay.
let me know.
And yes, it truly is secret because I tried to find it earlier today. I
Oh
did try.
yeah.
All right.
Yes, we're super secret.
No, that's
I don't
fine.
know if
Nothing
I
wrong.
should undo that, but I don't know.
And honestly, there is so much spam out there. I know with the Four Persons, for example, I'm an admin on there. I'm an admin on Catholicism Rocks as well. And there's always spam trying to come through. So I don't blame you for doing that. Not
Yeah.
one bit.
A
All
little
right,
less work.
so they get put on the directory, people could search, and then they could connect from there if they wanted to do anything with those individuals.
Well, they're in our Facebook group, and there's a lot of discussions there all the time.
Okay,
So
gotcha.
that really connects people. And then we started doing virtual meetings as well, so people could just talk like you and I.
Okay. So what have you learned through this whole thing of setting this up and getting this group together? What have you learned personally about it? About just togetherness, ministry, all that good stuff.
God is in control, and God will never be outdone in generosity. I
Love
would say the two things.
Great.
Yeah.
Again, everyone, the website is catholicinfluencers.com, and Amy Brooks is our guest. Amy, thank you so much for being on our program today.
This is great.
Because
Thank you. Thank you
it's
so much.
No, it's been great talking with you, and we got to do this again sometime. And if there's any people that want to connect out there, please shoot me an email. I'm glad to help spread your message as well. That's why I'm here. That's why I do this. I love just Amy, the cool thing about this, and yes, I teach middle school, but doing this, I've talked to people all over the world, and that's just so fun to me. And it's so cool because I'm this introverted guy, shy, but somehow God lets me do this. Outside of this would never happen. So, but I've rambled. Thanks so much for coming on. I really appreciate it.
Oh, thank you. This is great.
God bless.
How powerful is Cox Internet?
Powerful enough to stream all my live sports actually live?
Yep.
Powerful enough to share my screen more smoothly?
You got it.
Powerful enough to keep my games online and my squad on top?
Oh, yeah.
That's pretty powerful.
Get gig speeds powered by fiber from Cox. It's internet built for tomorrow, today. Cox, always building better. Download speeds up to 1 gigabit per second. Cox internet is powered by fiber and connected to the premises via coaxial cable. Speeds vary and are not guaranteed. Cox terms and other restrictions may apply.
At your job, do you ever have to deal with a nose roller? How about a snub pulley? Well, if you're installing a new conveyor belt system, dealing with the different components can sound like you're speaking a foreign language. Luckily, you've got a team ready to help. Grainger's technical product specialists are fluent in maintenance, repair, and operations. So whenever you want to talk shop, just reach out. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.